Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. It's that time of the week. That's right. You've got Sunday, you've got Monday, you've got Power Play, then you've got Wednesday. And you know what today is? It's Power Play. And I love my Tuesdays. I love Power Play because we, and by we, I mean Greg Rand, CEO of Own America, he and I do a deep dive into what's going on in the markets, what strategies we should be using as investors, what you should be using as investors. And it's always a pleasure connecting with Greg and talking to him and spitballing a couple of these ideas and getting his thoughts and feel for where the market is headed. That's what we're talking about today. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here.
You got it. So right off the bat, let's give a little background. Who are you? What do you do?
Sure. Okay. I'm the founder and CEO of Own America. So this is a business that launched 10 years ago to help facilitate the investment boom that we figured would be coming on the other end of the housing crisis. I wrote a book back then called Crash Boom. And the reason for the book, I'm not an author, so the reason why I forced myself to become one was that back then it was common to hear 96 times a day how we were in the middle of the greatest housing crisis since the Great Depression and how the market was never going to come back and how you should just, you know, light a match and burn your house down because there was no point. Housing was horrible. And I just was standing above that saying, who's kidding who here? We have a boom coming. The deeper the crash, the bigger the boom. And just dedicated myself to understanding the housing market, became totally convinced now that I really, really understood it at the data level, that a boom was coming, wrote the book, started the business, and then landed a bunch of large institutional investors that maybe your listeners are aware that around 6-7 years ago, Wall Street got involved in investing in the housing market, and they had never done that before. Nobody had ever tried to own 5,000 houses, much less 50,000 houses, as some of them have now. And so the whole process of identifying which markets to buy in, based upon, in my mind, all the good fundamentals. Where is everybody moving, right? Where's the job trending toward? Where are the job trends moving towards? Where are the population trends going? Where's the cost of living? Where are the politics ripe so that it attracts business? All that kind of stuff became the basis of analyzing markets and then understanding how to analyze properties and then figuring out how to buy them and then get a hold of them and then get them fixed up and then get them rented out and then put them into a management queue so that you could actually, our clients did that. We were the friend of the spear on that in terms of helping them figure out where and what and how to buy and accumulate. And man, did it not give us a perspective on, for the most demanding clients that have ever existed in the housing investment business, that dot their I's and cross their T's and manage it and analyze down to the 100th of a penny, figuring out in that world of total transparency under the Wall Street microscope how to make this thing work. And the beauty of it, Avi, is that when it all came into focus, when housing had a chance to be put under that microscope, it worked so well that what people who were paying attention saw was so powerful in terms of a way to create wealth that we then spun it around and said, okay, we've now done this at the highest level, if you define the highest level, the highest dollar clients. Now we spun it around to everybody else. And our true passion, which are people like maybe some of the folks who are listening that are already investors or are aspirational investors, they want to be investors. You know, they have that real estate gene in them that says the best way to do this, the best way to secure financial abundance is to figure out the real estate game. Our whole mission in life is to provide all the best tools and techniques and data and know-how from those bigger leagues and bring it out to the masses, where I happen to believe the smartest things being done in real estate investing are being done by the entrepreneurs, but the big guys and gals had a lot of the best tools and toys, so now those are being offered to everybody else. So that's what Own America is. It's a company dedicated to, you know, placing investors at the center of the universe and then providing all the tools and support that we can to help them do it.
And here I thought I was the center of the universe. I mean, come on, Greg. I thought we had discussed this previously. I'm not entirely.
You hit a certain age. You hit a certain age and you realize that you're not. You're close, right. But you're not quite at the center.
No, that's right. So Q4, we're in Q4 thinking about the strategy for the rest of the year coming into 2019. And two questions for you. Where do you think the housing investment space is going to be here in the next year? That's question number one.
Okay. In the next year, we're stabilizing is what's happening now. It's been a little bit too hot for a little bit too long, meaning the buyers have been a little bit too rabid. The sellers have been able to elevate their prices a little bit too much, in my opinion. And so now you're seeing stories of home price appreciation slowing down. In fact, you know, we just talked about this last week. It's becoming prevalent now where people in the media are seizing upon the idea that the rate of appreciation is slowing down, i.e., it's still appreciating. It's still worth more next month than it was this month, but it's not appreciating as much as it did last November, and so therefore we're in the beginning of a decline. That's all nonsense. It is still, in most parts of the country, an ideal time to be acquiring property. And what happens in the next year is that you buy a property, you start collecting rent, and your property becomes a little bit more valuable. So that's like 1 year is like 1 second to me, all right? It just goes by before you know it, and the plan is really what happens over the next 10, 20, 30 years in your investment strategy. And that's why it's so important to buy a good property in a good place that has all the right fundamentals to elevate it over time.
That's right. And here's a question for you just in terms of single family rentals, something that I was asked via email, and I was going to save it until a couple segments later as we kind of dug more into what's going on in the market. But the question really is, should I, like, if I buy a property, I'm cash flowing $200 a month or $300 a month, should I really pay attention to saving that? Because what I know is at the end of the day, I might have to replace a roof, and all of a sudden, all of the rents that I've gotten over the last 3 or 4 years now go into this major expense, and I see zero cash flow.
Right, that's easy. That's an easy one. So here's the way the pros do it, based, you know, kind of dovetailing off what we started the segment with. Mm-hmm. The way the pros do it is that before you get to the $200 a month you're cash flowing, tell me what your total rent is. If your total rent is $800 a month, you got to take $80 of that every month and put it in a side account.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you put cash in a coffee can, but get it out of your face, get it out of your accessible ATM checking account. Because that's what the big guys do, is take some percentage, and 10% is a really responsible one to do. 10% of the rent coming in, 10%, it's their money, but they're putting it over here so that on July 18th, 2019, when the air conditioner in that house goes down and you owe $4,000, you have the $4,000 because you've been combing it aside on all the properties that you own. So, yeah, you just do a set-aside. It's your money. You just put it aside. Don't touch it until you have a repair or a maintenance issue, and then you tap into it then.
Yeah, throw it into some interest-bearing account that earns, whatever, 1.3% a year.
Yeah, like, zero. It doesn't matter. It's just a matter of having it there so you don't – like you said, nothing's worse than collecting the rent, paying your bills with it, collecting the rent, getting your transmission in your car fixed with it, and then all of a sudden having a repair bill on the house, and you have to tap into other sources of income to pay for the house's bill when the house was actually capable of paying its own way, but you had to do set-asides.
That's right, and it was just mismanaged financially. Got it. I do want to ask about the 10 years, what the housing investment space looks like in 10 years, but we got to go to break. What's the best way that our listeners, if they have any questions for you, or if they just want to kind of pick your brain a little bit about the knowledge you have in the space, what's the best way they can reach out to you?
Well, they can reach out to me directly at greg@ownamerica.com. But we also put a lot of stuff out on a podcast. We put a lot of stuff out on LinkedIn, all the social platforms. You know, we try to make the material native to the platform. So we're getting into Instagram, getting into Facebook. But really, the best stuff we're putting out is probably still on the YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. I've got years worth of stuff on the YouTube channel. So check out the Own America channel on YouTube.
Awesome. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask your question, because then Greg and I can answer it right here on the Power Play every single Tuesday for you. What you got to do? Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. On the right side, you'll see an ask form, or a form where you can punch in your information and your question. Do that. You can also text the word ask to 96270. All right. We're going to get Greg's vision for what the next 10 years of the housing investment space looks like when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
In today's changing real estate industry, the most successful investors combine the best real estate techniques with the best note techniques. Hello, I'm Kevin Chortel, and I provide real solutions to note investors. I've helped many investors, such as Equity First Funding, Bright Path Notes, and the Note Pro team, build and grow, and I can help you too. I offer personal consulting to three-day training. To learn more, go to kevinchortel.com. That's KevinChortele.com, and join my mailing list. And also, listen to the Kevin Chortel podcast on iTunes.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. I'm your host, Avi Goldhar, and you're listening to The Power Play. The full day, the full hour. I keep saying the full day lately. That's what I've been doing for some reason. I think having a full day radio show, though fun, would probably be draining on the vocal cords. Or maybe it's a fun idea. Who knows? The Power Play, welcome back. My good buddy Greg Rand, CEO of Own America. And it's our time to really dig into some of the strategies and ideas and crystal ball-like visions that we have for the future. Greg, let's keep talking about that. Before the break, we talked about your one-year thought process. What does the next 10 years look like in the housing investment space?
I think it's going to be interesting. I think the sheer numbers of people that are invested in the U.S. housing market is going to go up dramatically over the next decade. And here's why. We talked about it in the first segment, this idea that Wall Street paved the way for a lot of innovation, a lot of technological development, a lot of professional management systems development to be able to handle thousands of properties across dozens of cities. And now that is all that innovation is being repackaged for the larger audience. And so here's a way to think of it. In 10 years, there's going to be a brand that is synonymous with investments in real estate in America, right? There's no brand today. Right, there's going to be a household name. You've got Target, you've got Walmart, you've got Apple, you've got Coldwell Banker and Century 21, you've got Bank of America. There are brands that are tightly associated with their category, and there is a category, but there's no brand. Mm-hmm. Right? There today, think about this. I'll give you the stats in terms of the size of this market just to kind of wet your whistle. One way of looking at it is that there are more the market of houses for rent is as large as the market for apartments for rent. Meaning, if you think of all the apartment buildings you've ever seen, and they're pervasive, they're everywhere, right? Big, small, and in between, apartments. People think of houses as being something that an owner lives in, owner-occupied, homeowner. They assume that a house is occupied by its owner. That isn't the case in a large, large number of cases. And so when you add it all up, it's as big as all the apartments. It's 12% of the households in the country. So 12% of the population live in a single-family home that they rent, all right? Somebody owns all those houses, 17 million properties around the country that investors purchase, all right? There's a million investor purchases every year. So according to the National Association of Realtors, 1 million houses are bought a year, which is 20% of all the houses bought, and they're bought by investors. And yet today, the services that those investors get stink. Because the industry that sells homes, presuming you're going to buy it and live in it, right? So whether it's REMAX or Coldwell Banker or Keller Williams, the real estate companies, or if it's Zillow or Trulia or Realtor.com, the online platforms, one of the things they all have in common is virtually every shred of content on their website, every shred of strategy in their businesses, every shred of investment and resources in terms of developing new and awesome customer services are all geared towards the person who's going to buy the house and live in it. And virtually none of it was geared towards the person who's buying as an investment. So that's what we're all about, is creating, like, we want to be that brand, okay? But we may fall short. Somebody's going to be because of the massive amount of economic activity that is generated by this group of people that buy a million properties a year. Most of them are small mom and pop investors. They're going to have a store on Main Street or an office on Main Street to go to get taken care of in the future. And that'll be one of the big improvements.
I can see that. I can totally see that.
So what does that mean then for investors in Atlanta for the next couple of years? What do we need to be paying attention to?
Well, you know, Atlanta, and let me extrapolate, because you said you can picture it. Let me describe it vividly for you, okay? So you've got somebody who is a real estate enthusiast, a real estate junkie. Maybe they never even invested before. Maybe they graduated from high school yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's use them. Or maybe they're a young couple that is recently married, having their first kid, whatever, okay? Let's use them as an example. And they have it in their blood. They want to be an investor. They have a desire as a human being to set themselves up with financial abundance down the line, and they just naturally, intuitively see real estate as the way to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know, and you know, there are millions and millions and millions of people out there that fit that description.
Mm-hmm.
So now the question is, they want to go about doing it. Today, when you go out there and look for help in executing that plan, you don't find very much, all right? And you can do this yourself. Go on, if you're listening and you're not driving, go to a computer, go to your phone, go to Google, and search real estate. Say, I want to buy real estate. You're going to see a bunch of websites, a bunch of real estate companies in your town, across the country, who want to help you buy real estate. But then you realize they keep talking about your home. And you're like, that's not for me. I already have a home. I want to buy real estate for investment. So you change your search and you do real estate investing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All those companies disappear. Every last one of the industry's incumbents go away. And what you're left with is, come to my seminar. I'm Greg, and I have a seminar, and I'm going to show you how to get rich in real estate. And the only – like, seriously, the only place you – right? You know what I'm talking about. It's pervasive in the industry. Unfortunately, a lot of it's hucksters, right, that are selling you a get-rich-quick scheme and nothing much more.
Yeah.
But the real telling thing is that if you decided you wanted to do that, meaning I want to secure my financial future and I want to do it with stocks and bonds, you've got no shortage of people to help you do that. Right, you could walk into a Merrill Lynch office or a Charles Schwab office or go to eTrade.com. There's no shortage of super high-quality service providers, but in real estate, there's really none. They want to sell you a home to live in. They don't know how to do it. So the experience is you come in, you go online, you catch some content like this. You say, hey, you know, I'm a real estate junkie. I'm going to go to this website. You start learning. You start looking at property. You start messing with calculators. We have all that stuff. You'll find on ownamerica.com a website for real estate investors, which means – calculators, projections, all these different tools that are designed around helping you figure out the story of the investment, the market you're investing in, the property. Feed your brain, right? Become an expert in your own way on whatever market you're researching. And then as you're doing this, as you're listening to the free education we put out there, you start shaping your plan. Then you make a phone call and you make an appointment to meet somebody in your local town in a conference room, where you sit down with somebody who's a well-dressed individual who's going to talk about your plan, who understands the concept of like, okay, Abhi, congratulations on your wedding. How old are you? I'm 30.
Right.
How long until you retire? I want to retire at 55. Awesome. So we have 25 years. That's all the time in the world. How much money do you have to work with now? Right? How much do you want to have that's paid off in 25 years?
Mm.
I wouldn't mind having 15 houses paid off. Okay, so let's pace it out. Let's pace it out. Now let's figure out what's important to you in terms of how much income you want to generate now versus how much income you really want to stock away to generate later. All these questions have answers, and the technology is there and the know-how is going to be there to actually help you design that long-term financial plan. Like one of my most popular chapters in my book, it wasn't that popular of a book, but the best chapter was Have a Kid Buy a Condo. You have a new child. That child's going to mature in 18 years to go to college. Why don't you buy an investment property now that you mature the investment as well for 18 years and cover college that way? That really works as a college funding plan. Investment in property really works. Like, okay, I want to buy 20 properties. I accumulate them, right? Then I start assigning individual uses for those properties. These ones over here are for income. These ones over here will be for me to be able to sell them and pay off our primary house. I'm going to sell these, pay off the vacation house. This one's for a Corvette, right? Whatever. I don't care. Right? Mm-hmm. Just go out and lay out the property list of what you want to buy, but you've actually got somebody on the ground who's going to work with you doing that. And that's what's going to make it possible for people who want to do this to actually be able to execute. And so I see 10 years from now, it being very common that somebody has money in the stock market, has money in a 401k, and has three or four rental properties to go with it.
Yeah, that's going to be commonplace, especially right now with the conversation is, well, geez, it's cheaper to rent than it is to own a home. And the conversation around wealth building is all about buying single-family rentals. So we'll talk about that when we come back, along with some of the moves that the big players are and the key players in this industry are making. So stick around. More with Greg Rand and I when we come back. Have questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask your question. You can also find me anywhere, really online. Your favorite social media platform at Avi Goldhart. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Listen on the go. Download the BizTalk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. BizTalk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhart.
All right, we're back. Think Realty Nation. It's Avi Golhar. You're listening to the Power Play this Tuesday. My good buddy Greg Grand and I have been talking so far about what the market, what the housing investment space is going to look like over the next 1 year, 10 years. And Greg, let's talk about some of these industry players making moves. What moves should we be paying attention to and who's making them?
Great question. Yeah, it's really getting very exciting out there in the real estate business. The industry has been very, very straightforward and homogeneous for the last 30 years. The way you bought and sold homes was pretty much locked in. You found a broker, they listed it, put it in the MLS, somebody else sold it, and you paid a commission. And the way buyers found the property turned into 20 years ago, they would use the web to find the property and the realtor, and it was all pretty straightforward. Now, there are some big changes coming. You've heard about Opendoor and OfferPad, and there are a few others that are following up now. Zillow jumped in the game of something called iBuyer. Mm-hmm. Right? iBuyer says, basically, the way I'd put it is trade in your house, right? The way you trade in your car. You know, you could sell your car, your used car, and get it's worth $18,000 if you sell it on the used car market. But you'd really love the idea of driving it into the dealership and saying, take it. How much will you give me? I'll give you $14,500. I'll take it. $14,500. Perfect, right? And you leave a couple of grand on the table in order to have the convenience of just getting it done. Opendoor, OfferPad, these companies are saying, trade in your house. In other words, we'll buy it. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to sell your house, give us your address, okay? We're interested. Give us all the details. Here's your price. We'll close in 30 days, all cash. That is happening now all over the country. That changes everything because that, what that means basically is you don't need, as a seller, if you're willing to eat a couple of percentage points of value, you can avoid even showing your property to anybody. You can avoid the open house. You can avoid the neighbors all seeing a yard sign going up. You can avoid dealing with realtors. Realtors are wonderful people. But you don't need them in your life if you don't need them in your life. And so a lot of people are opting to sell direct. So now Opendoor is shaking the foundations of the real estate business with that model because people are starting to realize that, oh, my, if I can actually – I could actually see half of all the homes in the country being sold that way, right? Now, oof, that's a lot of market share, and it feels a little bit like what happened when Uber decided that cabs were doing it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Right? A dramatically improved experience all of a sudden maybe eats the whole universe, right?
That's right.
So now, yeah. So Compass goes out. This has been going on for a couple of years. I'm sorry, I said Compass. Opendoor. Opendoor goes out, mm-hmm. who originated this model, and they went out and bought a real estate company. So now what's that all about? Right? So now I don't know what they're planning on that, but it reminds me of Zillow, who is a real estate marketplace online, an advertising portal for houses for sale. That would never, ever, ever buy or sell properties. Their lifeblood was real estate companies paying them for advertising space to be near where all the eyeballs were. Well, Zillow goes out and starts buying houses themselves. They have something called Zillow Instant Offers, where you can go in and you can sell Zillow your house or one of the big institutions that are standing behind Zillow with their capital. So now Zillow went from being a marketplace online to actually buying your property. Mm-hmm. They also went and bought a mortgage company, right? So there is crossover. Right. Now, Cobalt Banker, which is the ultimate traditional real estate company with an office on Main Street, USA, in every town, USA. Mm-hmm. Cobalt Banker announces that they're going to start also buying houses. You want to sell your house? You can go and Cobalt Banker will buy it. And they're doing it in partnership with another institution called Home Partners of America, who now is in partnership with a brokerage company. So there is so much. What the way I'm seeing it is that it's ordered chaos, okay? There are people who are looking around seeing – when you look at the housing market closely, you see more asset value, more lifetime value customers, people who are making the biggest financial decision of their life buying a property. If they're investors, they're doing that multiple times. The second biggest investment of their life is the mortgage they use to buy the property. So the number one ticket item, the number two ticket item that they ever bought are both tied up in the one transaction. And at the same time, the general public is actually kind of frustrated with the process of buying and selling homes. And now these new disruptive forces are coming in. It's waking up the incumbents. It's causing people to kind of dart across the field outside of their lanes and doing all kinds of different things. And I think we're going to keep seeing more and more of it.
I'm going to start following these trends on the institutional level as well, because that's definitely going to, for me, dictate, A, if I'm just a homeowner that wants to sell, a quicker exit strategy. Love what you sell about real estate agents. I love them, but if I don't want to deal with them, I don't have to deal with them, right? Becomes super easy.
I'll give you another one. So roof stock. You know roof stock.
Right? Yeah,
of course. Gary Beasley on the show.
Absolutely. Great guy.
So, yeah, great guy and real pioneer in the business. And what roof stock is an online marketplace where you can buy a rental home.
Mm-hmm.
So a person who wants to be a landlord or already is, wants to add to their holdings, they're kind of a competitor to us, but we're doing different things. Roof stock bought a property management company. Okay, so what does that mean? That means you could buy a house on Roofstock, and then you could hire a property manager, and now Roofstock has now bought a major property manager. So in the future, you'll buy a house on Roofstock, and then you'll just leave it there, okay? And they'll manage it. So you'll literally wire the money. Now you own the home, but maybe you never even saw it. Maybe you're never going to see it. You're never going to speak to the tenants. You're just going to collect the checks. And as the property values in that market rise, your boat's going to rise with the rest of the water, the rest of the boats in the harbor. You're going to collect the check. You're going to see it get more valuable. And that was an example of a company that realized that they had a really valuable puzzle piece, right? Top of the mm-hmm. funnel, an online marketplace, advertising on the web and getting people to make investment decisions. Now they go all the way to the bottom of the funnel, the place where the actual rent gets collected and the toilet gets fixed. And now they have both ends of that. Okay, so that's an amazing advancement in what I was saying earlier about how the services that are now rapidly being deployed to surprise and delight these investors and make their lives easier. The end result of that is more people doing it because of the sheer number of people that actually believe in investing in houses and actually have the money saved to be able to do it, but are afraid to because it's intimidating and there's nobody to help them do it.
That's right.
That change, I think all this action you're seeing by big institutional players and big corporate players zigzagging across the field to capture more different opportunities in this space has to do with one simple thing. They've looked at it and they've seen how huge it is and how underserved it is.
So we've got to go to break in about a minute and a half. I do want to ask you about Atlanta, the mega market, how to play it in 2019, because when we come back, we are answering listener questions. So Atlanta, the mega market, what's the deal? It's overheated. Am I missing an opportunity? I drive through it. There's too much traffic here. It's crazy. I kind of want a U-turn and go back to where I came from. What's the play for Atlanta in 2019? 45 seconds.
Accumulate. Yeah, don't get scared off in Atlanta. If you were going to ask me Atlanta or Tampa, the data says that – I'm sorry. I'm going to say Atlanta or Dallas. The data in Dallas says they've had a 6 or 7 year run of really, really steep appreciation. Atlanta has not had that yet. It feels like it has because it had so much to gain. Atlanta took a big dive during the housing crisis. It got hurt worse than almost any other city east of the Mississippi. So it had more to come back. So it feels like it's had a couple of years of a hot run, and so maybe that's going to end. I think we're going to be really surprised and delighted in Atlanta by what's going to happen over the next 3 or 4 years, which is the appreciation curve in Atlanta is actually going to hold. It's not going to level off there yet. It's got some more time to gain. And so I think Atlanta, you know, sell your Dallas, sell your Nashville, buy Atlanta. That's what I would say.
Sell your Dallas, sell your Nashville, buy Atlanta, and Greenville. Greenville, Chattanooga, Birmingham, Montgomery. I mean,
well, now you're talking my language. Yeah, that's where it's going. That's where we see so much potential.
That's right.
Is in the secondary cities, the places that are like Atlanta, but they're not as crowded. But you said something funny, and it goes back to that old Yogi Berra thing, you know. Don't go to Atlanta, it's too crowded. Well, if something's too crowded, you buy real estate there.
That's right. Last time I checked, Atlanta is where the players play. All right, we got to go. We got to go to break. My good friend Greg Grant, check him out, ownamerica.com. I have questions for us. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. You'll see a form on your right side, and you'll be able to ask your question. We can answer it on the show. Alternatively, you can also text the word ASK to 96270. When we come back, listener questions, our answers, and critical eye and feedback. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to connectedinvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. connectedinvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today. Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty. Savvy investors make use of smart savings. Think Realty Radio listeners, you have the opportunity to save smart with Sherwin-Williams Paint. Sign up for your free Think Realty membership now and activate discounts to save up to 50% off of select Sherwin-Williams Paint. Rehabbers, investors, property managers, this is your opportunity to save big for your next project. Start saving up to 50% now. Go to thinkrealty.com/paint and then click discounts.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Avi Goldhawk. My good partner in crime, Greg Grant, CEO of Own America. We're doing a little one-hour show called Think Realty Radio, but more importantly, it's also the Power Play. It's where Greg and I get to talk about market strategies. We get to knock on each other every now and then, and we also get to have the opportunity to answer our listener questions. So one of my favorite parts of doing Think Realty Radio is being able to answer these questions, and I know the same thing for you, Greg, and we get to go back and forth and battle it out, and then, of course, yell at people that are making dumb decisions. It's kind of fun. All right.
Awesome.
First question. First question is coming in from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Colin, thanks for asking. Number one, I'm a first-time investor. I haven't done a deal yet, and I'm hearing a lot about mortgage rates increasing. Is now still a good time to invest in real estate?
That's awesome. So congratulations, Colin, on the fact that you're getting started. So you asked the question about rates, right? So rates are going up. If rates are going up and you can get a fixed rate, then the idea would be to get one, right? So if they're at 4.9% right now and they're being predicted as going up, then the sooner you can lock one down, the better. Just, you know, common sense, if it's going to be 5.5 in a year, well, then you can get a lower rate right now. I don't think that mortgage rates increasing are at all a bad thing for the market overall. And so if you're thinking, Colin, hopefully you're thinking not about making a short-term score, but you're thinking about this is the first of a long string of acquisitions you're going to do over your lifetime, then it's a perfectly great time to buy because nothing is going to go wrong in the housing market over the next 10 to 20 years that is going to cause you any problems. Okay, I'm promising you that, all right? If the zombies come, you've got bigger problems than your property value, but anything short of the zombies coming, this is the thing that as long as you can count on population growth in the country, you can count on upward pressure on your prices, usually gradually and steadily, and it never turns back. If it does turn back, it's because of some weird short-term flare-up that once it, you know, the fire goes out, it's back to a nice gradual trajectory again. You can count on it being rented if it's in demand, and you'll generate income. So my advice is as soon as you can get in responsibly, i.e. putting down at least 30% of a down payment, if you can't put down enough, keep saving and put it off a little bit.
Yep.
But the soonest time that you can actually make a quality investment in a good place that's going to have long-term demand indexes going up, and you can buy it responsibly, do it, and don't worry. All right? And if you ever hear me say otherwise, that we actually see some kind of a – like I can picture – let me give you a scenario where that would turn around, okay? If the people that are talking stupid again in Washington about giving away easy mortgage money so as to enable people that can't afford a house to afford one, if that somehow – if that insanity took hold – that's like akin to the zombies coming back. If that insanity took hold and we – poured money into the system so that people who couldn't afford houses could buy houses, then I'd say hold back. I hate to say it, but hold back because whatever price increases we have right now are going to get corrected and come down in the future. So bide your time, stockpile your cash, and pounce on that opportunity when it comes. Nothing like that is actually happening right now except for whispers by silly people. So buy the first one, fall in love with it, figure you're going to have it the rest of your life. Make a plan for what that property means to you in the long term and get ready to go buy the next one.
So then what do you think about FHA decreasing its credit limit to borrowers that have scores in the 400s?
I think they better still be checking
everything.
The income, everything
yeah.
else. Yeah.
Everything. Like,
if you have a low credit score, if you have a 400, and anybody who has a 400 knows that I'm not being judgmental when I say this, but if you have a 400 credit score, you haven't paid any bills on time yet.
I mean, I might be a little judgmental. Like, I'm just saying,
well,
it's probably
– Well, yeah, ask yourself, would you lend money to somebody who doesn't pay anybody else back? Well, the FHA is going to do that,
right.
And the taxpayer is going to back it up. But if the income is there to support – keep in mind, last time around, it wasn't just relaxing the standards on how much of a good credit history you have to have. But last time around, it was also you could say whatever you say you make will believe you. And you can make a small down payment. So if they go with 3% down and any credit score you have is fine, then you have to be able to show that you have the pay stubs to cover the payment. As soon as they go weak in the knees on that one, I would start expecting that a high percentage of FHA loans are going to go belly up. But I don't see that. I know what they're doing in Washington right now, and they're not going to repeat those mistakes. The question is if things shift, then maybe they would repeat those mistakes. In which case, then the play for investors is to hold back and get ready to pounce.
Yeah, I agree. The one thing that I definitely – you hit the nail right on the head, Greg, about income. As long as FHA is still checking that, I'm cool. If they're not, then I would be a little worried, and then I would
pay
attention to that.
Keep in mind, make sure everybody understands, FHA means that it is a loan that is being insured by the government – but it is not an insurable loan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a government-insured loan. It's like I had a house down by the water in South Carolina. I had flood insurance. You can't get flood insurance for a property that floods every 3 years. You can't. unless the government's backing it up. And in that case, the government backs it up because even though it's an uninsurable event, means it's a stupid insurance policy to give somebody, okay? Like flood insurance on a house in the coast of the Carolinas is like throwing money away because you know the house is going to get flooded. There's going to be a claim. But the government says we don't want all the waterfront real estate in the Carolinas to go to waste. So we have to insure it to allow people to take a risk on purchasing property there.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of idea. FHA knows they're making bad loans. They're trying to stimulate the economy for folks that would benefit from home ownership. If they keep it tied to income, that means, hey, you have a job. It's a steady job. You make enough money to pay your bills, to live, to save a little bit, and to cover your housing expense. So we're going to make this loan to you. That person loses that job. The house may go into foreclosure, but at least they're not going to go into foreclosure like out of the gate. All right. They have enough income. And it's one of these things where, hey, you had a tough time. Unemployment was rattling your world. So you didn't pay your bills on time. Now you've got a job for 2 years. Like good deal, right? So we're going to give you a chance to buy a home, take a risk on you that really isn't a good risk, but the benefit is societal. I think that's kind of cool when it's used for the people that it's designed to be used for. Like, hey, second chance time, right? You blew your credit,
right.
But now it's time for second chance. You got a job. We're going to back you. And they, you know, they take a risk on somebody. And then when it works out, it's a really, really beautiful thing.
That's right. All right. Next question. From Sam, Denver, Colorado. I've purchased and I'm currently self-managing two rental properties as my first step into real estate investing. Question is, should I stick with this one strategy and get really good at it before trying something else, or should I dive into another strategy?
Well, I wish – this is why I'd love to be able to talk to Sam live, because when he says his strategy, if he means what he said here, which is he's got a couple of rentals, he's self-managing, that's the right strategy, meaning buy rentals. Buy houses, rent them out, hang on to them forever, never sell them, let your grandkids worry about paying the capital gains, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the self-managing question is a different one. So people, it depends on what he does for a living. Like I would ask him if he was on the phone, what's your job? Well, I'm an attorney. Where do you work? 45 minutes from where I live. Where are the houses? Right near where I live. Okay, so you're 45 minutes away from houses that you are self-managing,
mm-hmm.
right? So how many can you do, right? Can you do three? All right, difference between – it's kind of like juggling, right? Anybody can juggle one tennis ball. I can juggle two tennis balls. As soon as you put a third one in the mix, I drop everything. There are people that can juggle 10, right? So if you can learn the skills of being able to handle self-managed three, you're going to get a higher yield because as soon as you hire a manager, you now have another expense. You're going to pay 7 or 8% of your rent is going to go straight out the door
That's right.
to the person who manages it for you, which can be a beautiful thing. But the idea, if you can hold out for a couple more properties until it really gets to be a pain in the neck, and then you hire the manager, that's probably, like in other words, let it happen when it wants to happen, when it naturally happens. But stick with that plan. It's the right plan.
Yep. If it's not going to be a crazy hindrance, continue to stick with your plan because it's the best
one. And you can't lose on Denver. You're going to pay out the nose in Denver because it's expensive, but it's expensive because the whole world wants to live there. It's an unbelievably good place. And now they legalized weed, so for some people it's even better.
I mean, I think you talk about all the support jobs coming into Denver as well just because of the legalization of weed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
listen, the cannabis industry is going to be a monster.
Total winner.
You don't have to agree with it politically to realize it's a great investment scenario.
Yep, that's right. Okay, we got to end the show. That's the Power Play, Think Realty Nation, and you got to wait until next Tuesday, and then you'll hear it again, and you'll get more answers to your questions. Greg, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Abby.
All right, so you got to go to thinkrealtyradio.com, ask your question. Got questions for Greg, you can email him at greg@unamerica.com. Get in touch with me, thinkrealtyradio.com. We also have a magazine as well. You want to check it out. That's right, it's a print magazine. Go to Barnes & Noble, pick yourself up a copy, read it, ask questions. That's what we're all about. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.